YouTube as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to start from page 3 of the Vanguard newspaper. Building collapse, Sanwo-Olu goes tough, commissioner quits, death toll rises to 6, outrage greets incident as police go after developer owner.
Right. It was a weekend. It was a bad weekend for me. There's this young man who lives in my premises. One of the very young people that would always say hello to you, like 30 thereabout. He died Saturday morning, in the swimming pool in my premises. So rest in peace. And so it was the next day, this building too came down. It's my neighborhood. It's a walking distance from where I'm forced to stay due to circumstances. And so it was a harvest of death in that neighborhood then. So another building has gone down. Okay, another building, one too many, has gone down. That was done over the weekend. I must quickly say that I commend the response, because as early as 7:30, when I was driving out in the morning, evacuation had started. And the building had gone down 5-ish. So, and everywhere had been cordoned off and there was a lot of work going on. So the response time was fair. I must quickly state that and recommend the government for that. The response time was fair. NEMA was on ground. But we are approaching this issue again with the usual razzmatazz. That we're used to, a lot of razzmatazz and no action. The first that puzzles me is, okay, so the commissioner has been asked to quit. If you look at the release of the information minister, you know he was fired. But given the honor of being told to quit, I would have fired him straight up. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But then what happens to the commissioner is but the political head of this whole exercise. What is going to happen to the officials therein? Those who had been involved in malpractices in the past, in issues like this, including the Ikoyi one, can the Commissioner of Information please give us very detailed information as to who these persons are and what has happened to them? How many of them have been or are being prosecuted in each of the cases? Because every time this thing comes down, there's been compromise. In the other cases, can the Commissioner of Information please give us detailed names of the owners of the land, the developer, use the word developer, and all those professionals involved? Can he give us detailed cases of what has happened to them? Have they been or are they being prosecuted? Now, I find it also curious that the government would issue a statement to say, no, these newspapers will report that police go after developer and owner. To know the owner of the land is just at the touch of a button. Governor calls the man in charge of the building. This thing that went down, who is the owner? Can I have the name? We don't have the name here. We don't have his photograph. He's not being paraded. 6 people are dead so far. The developer, we don't have the name. We don't have the photograph. Nobody is paraded. Nobody is arrested. Same shenanigans is what is going on. A lot of rhetoric and very little action, and that is why it will always happen. Philip is my witness. I've always pointed to that building, that this building appears compromised. This building appears, I could see it as a complete amateur, as somebody who doesn't know anything about building. There's another 7-story building like that in the neighborhood. That one has been hurriedly finished and people parking. Every time I look at it, it's on the street almost behind the Oba's Palace. If you go forward from Muniru Palace Road, you take left, the next right, there's a 7-story building there. It's just been completed. You know, we saw the development going on, and to be honest with you, with inexperienced eyes, we have some reservations. There's another one by the beach side. I don't know whether it's been abandoned. That would be, all these buildings are flying in the sky. Now, you see, part of the problem is this, and we need to address it and address it well. Our politicians need to make this sacrifice. Usually, to make this sacrifice in not shielding those who are involved in this malpractice, it's usually a case of political influence. This building had been marked. Who would have, like they would call on the streets, the lever, to continue construction when your building has been marked and you've been told to stop? Usually it's a phone call away. Somebody calls the whoever it is, the man directly in charge, and says, that building that you marked, don't worry, they will do the needful, just take your eyes off it. Until we are ready to pin down people who are involved in this process, not just the commissioner mark it down, mark his name, 2 months from now we'll get even a better appointment, maybe federal. Until we are ready to get down to the nitty-gritty and jail certain persons, charge some of them for manslaughter and things like that, we are not going to go anywhere. The level of corruption and political influence that goes into these things is the albatross that the rest of us have to carry. Don't forget, when these buildings go down, fair enough, this one went down in you know, there were no buildings nearby. Had there been any building close to it, that one too would have gone down. So, or you could be walking past and be a victim. And that is why all of us need to be to be concerned about this. Condolences to the citizens, well, citizens of that area, and the Oniru family here has commiserated with the Prince Olariwaju Ajasa, has expressed his deepest sympathy. Again, a note to the Lagos State Government: there is a limit. I repeat, there is a limit to which we should be allowing political influence in the things that we do. We also sense that in the judiciary, judges will tell you, usually after they've retired, when a case file comes to them, a case comes in, oh, like this so-and-so has an interest, KBSC has an interest, and so it is very difficult for you to get justice in Lagos. We need to put an end to this. We will all be victims of this if we don't cry out and stop this political peddling that we have in the state.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth on our live stream on Facebook says, people in high places are involved in this, so the Lagos officials are helpless in doing their job.
Of course they are. If you ask them, they will tell you. Usually it's a phone call. Even in the dispensation of justice, there's a case. I remember there was a case that happened. The judge ruled that they should go settle out of court. If they knew they could settle out of court, I just don't want to give the details. I don't want to dabble anybody's this morning. But there is a lot of political influence that even the governor himself is under strong pressure from his. You elect a governor, you put a governor forward, you elect him, and you won't let him do his job. And it's time we put an end to this. You won't let him do his job. The same thing, civil servants, they can't do their job. And so I challenge the Commissioner for Information to please give us detailed accounts of who has been prosecuted where or who is being prosecuted at the moment. Okay, I can't talk about that. That one is in court, so let's leave it.
I'm going to take one more message. Kuforiji says, houses will not stop coming down until they start putting people in jail. We need to use some people as scapegoats, but our politicians won't do it because of what Fela called Paddy Paddy government.
Yes, because look, Oniru land is not land in Egbeda. I'm sorry, I'm not running down Egbeda people, but we are talking value here. So whoever owns that building must be a top-notch. Who is he? How come the government can't say that this
is the individual?
This is the individual. There must be a name in their files. Why should it be left just to say that, oh, the police is going after the developer, as if the developer is on a race? By now, the developer himself should have been arrested. We should be having a name. You see, unless we are ready to do this, as for the commissioner, like I told you, what else was going to happen to him? He's just a sacrificial lamb, bam, and that's it.
I agree with you that, you know, there is no need for delaying giving names of the individual.
If you are ready to, you know, if you are ready to put pickpockets and whatever,
yeah.
So this 6 lives are down now. 6 lives are down that we know. I drove past the rubble this morning. There's nothing to say that you won't still find dead bodies, yeah. And that yes, it's a. To before they finish evacuating all the way down to the foundation, you don't know how many more bodies you are going to get. These are citizens. They are human beings.
Let's move on to Vanguard page 9. Portals for Obi's campaign funds opens next week, Patutomi.
I saw, even yesterday, I had to discuss this, issue of public funding. These are Nigerians who, I think the laws that set up talks about public foreign funding has to do with institutions and governments and so on.
Yes.
I don't think it has to do with individual Nigerians who are concerned about what's going on.
Right.
The part that should worry us the more are those who are funding their campaigns from government funds.
Hmm.
And we know these people. We know. We know those who are involved in this process leak this information to the public out of frustration. Some of us have a fair idea of how much is going on. Not that I know the figures. Well, yeah, we have a fair idea of what's going on, of the tinkering with government funds. And then you now find the government itself now running helter-skelter, looking for money anywhere. People know all these things. And that should concern us more. What's wrong if I live in the UK and I send money home to help a campaign? What's wrong with that? I think the spirit of that law had to do with, and it's for security reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It had to do with, you don't want a foreign government. And in any case, sometimes when they do have an interest, they find a way by which these funds will come to you.
Exactly. Listen, I mean, you won't even know to start with.
You won't even know. I think we should concern ourselves more with funds from government. There's a rumor going around that some of the political what do they call this now? Not rallies.
What's that?
Primaries.
Okay, primaries.
There's something wrong with this one. Some of the political primaries, a lot of them, the forex problem we have today, some of them could be traced to that incident where there's hardly any forex, even to give airlines and so on and so forth. They mopped up all the money. With glee, we were saying that, they were giving this delegate $10,000, $8,000. Where do you think that money is coming from? It's not coming from anybody's father's inheritance. Let the political parties open up their books and show us those who have contributed to this and that. We've said this before, and we'll say it again. When people are spending $100 million in a trivial manner, it means there's so much free money flowing everywhere. So why concern yourself with fundraising from abroad, from people's hardened money abroad? Come on, let's get real. I've said political parties, instead of wasting your time trying to run the other person down, continue to highlight what you have. We know your circumstances. The circumstances, the weaks and strengths of all of them are known to everybody, unless you want to kid yourself. So your best bet is just face. And like Tinubu said, I like what he said in Abuja. I got the video. And he said, look, we know the game. We're not going to waste our time, trying to run anybody down. We're going to remain focused. He was talking to his volunteers who are going to do door-to-door, his support group, door-to-door campaign that just focus on selling the candidate. And that's the best way to go. In a debate, look at the children's debate that was interesting here. By the way, congrats to the young man who won the debate here. You could see that the children focused on the issues pro their whatever rather than attacking the other person. That's the way it goes. Leave this Obi man alone. If people are going to give him, it's from the little cobble that he will get that he'll probably make some kind of impact and he might jolly well win. I heard this morning you were reading some news about some Bawa. Is that his name? And he said that 57% of those in the social media, he should show us the report. People like banding percentages. Let him show proof. He should show us the report by a reputable body that did that kind of survey. The truth is that Obi's movement now even seems to be out of his hands. But that's a story for another day. He's out of his hands. If anybody has been motivating him, he would have to think twice about it now. That is, if it is right. But don't let me go there. Let's move on to the next story.
Before we move on, if I may, I always say something about the political space in Nigeria. If none of your actors, none of your candidates is doing what Obi is doing, that person, if he gets in, is going to punish you.
Oh, yes. Well, wait. I just said, oh, yes, like a zombie. What do you mean? I take it back. Can you please let us please, if you are recording this program, you raise that part. Because it occurred to me in one quick second that I thought I understood what you said, but can you please repeat it again? Can you rewind?
So the point is that people campaign for offices, they spend billions of naira.
Yes.
Where do you get the money from?
Look, let's be honest.
Like, wait, how? and somebody is going around the world getting donations, funding from Nigerians, and you're raising eyebrow.
Not just that. Nah, I agree. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. Now, not just that. It is also gaining so much traction for free where you have spent a lot of money.
Do you understand? Like,
do you understand? You remember, Sheriff, you need to be noting these things. You remember I said one day in parables about some divine whatever it is. Honestly, I can't understand this Obi phenomenon. It just came on us like a whirlwind. Okay? And only God knows where it's going to end. You know, but I believe very strongly, that there is more than meets the eye. It's probably beyond human comprehension how this gentleman emerged. We didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. You know, say you, well, where did that? You, I think you put Tiro on your face. Let me see. Well,
I don't use Tiro.
But I didn't see it coming, in all honesty. I didn't see it coming. Mm. And I think there's more than me said. And of course, they are jittery. In between the money that a lot of the others are spending, all kinds of things are happening. Half of the people don't like them. You know, they're there for the money. It's quite apparent. Even some who are closest to them are there for the money. But that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Let every man. For us, what concerns us is that next year in 2023, you cast the vote for who you think is the right person. After that, there'll be no excuses.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Let's leave the Vanguard now. Let's go to the Punch. Page 14 of the Punch has a story here. Fraud EFCC arraigns Ogun Speaker. Assembles 10 witnesses.
You know, this passed us by. Apart from the fact that, okay, the man's name is Rolu Omo, and the first day I saw it, when I saw it wasn't MC, I said, there's no more story here. But this is the Speaker. This is the Speaker of the House of Assembly. You know? And he's the charge reads that himself, Olu Omo Taiwo, Oladayo Samuel, Taiwo and Amoke, in 2019 in Abeokuta within the jurisdiction of the court, conspired amongst themselves to use the total sum of 2.475 billion, which some you reasonably ought to have known forms part of the process of your unlawful activity to wit, stealing from the treasury of Ogun State House of Assembly. You thereby committed an offense, so. The question I want to ask is the man still Speaker? I think he should step aside.
Yeah.
He might not resign,
but he should step aside. It's an investigation.
Nope, he's been charged to court.
It's been arraigned, Abby.
Yes, it's been arraigned, and therefore he should step aside until the case is... he can hand over to his deputy.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't sound right. And I would advise him to do that quickly before he's forced to do so. And I think the governor should put a phone call. Well, the governors really have influence on these people anyway. Forget about separation of powers. He should, before it becomes a crisis for himself and the governor, he should be advised. The party should quickly tell him that he should go for summer holidays and hand over to his deputy until the issue is resolved. This is a lot of money. How much is in the Ogun Treasury that someone will be accused of stealing 2.4575 billion? Now, remember that, very quickly, remember that whether he's found guilty or not, that's an issue for the judiciary. That amount has been compromised somehow. That is the implication for me that bothers me. Whether he's won or not, that amount, 2. Whatever, has been compromised. Questions, is he still in the treasury? Were these people caught in the act, or has the money vamoosed? The court will let us know. But Ogun State indigents should note this. I think the Speaker if I were him, I'd just resign, really. If he gets to a point that you've been arraigned. But at least he can step aside.
Okay. All right. Let's move on from the Punch. Let's go to the Guardian newspaper. Wike accuses Atiku Okowa Ayu of sharing positions ahead of 2023.
I'm very disappointed in the Guardian. Very disappointed. This is a flagship. It used to be the flagship of the Nigerian press. And you'd use this kind of story as front page lead. So he accuses Atiku Okowa Ayu of sharing positions. So what's wrong with that? It means they are prepared. They're getting themselves prepared. Oh, because it's not part of the sharing. That's what the issue is, and the Guardian now put this on front page. I think our press need to be wary of wicked news. That's where I'm going. We know how some of these things happen. Maybe it didn't happen in this case, but I think we need to be wary. that we are not used. Okay, but for the fact that I had to critique this story of it being on the front page of The Guardian, I probably would have ignored it.
Mm.
These are the kind of stories that damage your career as a journalist if you get involved. So I'd like to call on my colleagues to be, Wike is going to be consumed by the politics that he's playing. And he's better not be part of it. Better not get consumed in the fireball that will come out of all this. So please, Guardian, you know, let's watch out for things like this. Let's be very, very careful.
It's 7:52. You can watch us live on Facebook. You can also watch us on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 and you can drop your comments there. We'll take them as many as we can. Let's go to this editorial in the Vanguard, page 18. Block of foreign airlines funds inexcusable.
It is. You know about the airlines, how much they're being owed. And, you know, it's not good, not even just the airlines, though.
Mm.
I have it on good authority that a few multinationals are considering leaving Nigeria. They're thinking about it. They can't get their funds out. You've invited them, FDI, they've invested here. They can't repatriate their profits. That's inexcusable. And I agree with the Vanguard. I agree especially with the reasons, of course, you're all well known. But I agree especially with these two paragraphs I want to read. And I want you to listen carefully. I'm reading from the Vanguard, okay? It says, the scarcity of the dollar in the economy has been worsened by the fact that politicians, especially political aspirants from the two main parties that have ruled Nigeria, APC and PDP, have mopped up hard currency. Through what means, if I may ask?
Mm.
Through what means? Question.
Mm.
Okay, so then the Vanguard continues. They freely deployed them to induce delegates during their various primary elections. But hey, the EFCC were at both primaries. Even the president was at one. Has anybody been arrested? Not to my knowledge. Has anybody been apprehended?
Mm.
Not to my knowledge. Has the EFCC issued any statement? Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. Has the presidency said anything? Not to my knowledge. Okay? And it says that the issues of lack of good and effective governance and leadership are at the heart of our multifaceted system failures. Also, let me quickly add the response of the people. We saw these things. What did we do? How are we going to... You see, because these things, invariably, they always come round. If you turn the other cheek, it's coming back to haunt you. And now all of us are almost in complete penury. Okay, but that's a story for another day. And it says that we urge the federal government to quickly release all outstanding funds of the airlines to avoid disruption to the smooth flow of passengers. The federal government has no foreign exchange. There's no money.
Hmm.
It's been frittered away. We should hold our central bank governor responsible and tell him to come and account for every dollar. Have we done that? No. Okay, the people, we can't do that. We can make all the noise we want. Has the National Assembly raised any alarm? No. Has the federal government raised any alarm? No. It's a free fall. At the time some of these things were happening, the CBN governor himself was immersed in politics. In one of these two major political parties we are talking about, has there been compromise on our part? These are questions we need to ask, but we are not asking them. Nigeria is one big racket, I tell you. Only God will save us.
Mm-hmm. Let's take our last story this morning. Cabinet resignations begin as Truss becomes new UK Prime Minister.
Yes, that was interesting to watch. That was interesting to watch. And I was saying, Philip is the one who is always at the end of all my frustrations. I dragged him from where he was sleeping. He was watching his phone. I'd come and see what's going on. If you see how spriteful this woman was. Mm-hmm. In case you don't know, UK's 56th Prime Minister, Liz Truss, she was 46. She is 46. She's the daughter of her father was a university professor and her mother was a nurse. She studied philosophy, politics, and economics at Oxford University. You don't get them higher than that. I tell you, I won't say more than that. I tell you this. Governance in this age now, to be honest with you, is a hands-on job. You must have the knowledge. You must have the knowledge. You must be exposed. You must be well-educated. You must be well-grounded to lead any country. If you have anything less than that, and you must be healthy. If you have anything less than that, it's a waste of time, and you'll be throwing your country, you'll be bounding your country to the Philistines of your enemies. Good luck to Nigeria. 2023 is around the corner. You see the examples that are being set. Bam.
Good one, as a matter of fact. Very brilliant example. We have to go. We can't take any more right now. We have to go. We have to go. We must go. Thank you so much for coming, sir. Let's take this break. Yeah. When we return, we'll talk to another candidate in the 2023 elections here in Lagos, vying for the State House Assembly Kosofe Constituency 2 on the platform of the NPP. He joins us at 8 to talk about his plans and aspirations for his constituents. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3. We'll be right back.
They don't disconnect your line sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you no worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, you get some 5 easy steps so you go take reconnect them.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.